Good morning, listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the first day at NeoCon is Mark Falanga, who is the person in charge of the show with merchandise. Mark, Senior Vice President. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. It's nice to see you again, and here we are, first day of the show, and looks busy already. I just came up from the first floor. The first floor is packed, lots of lines of people waiting to get on elevators. The registration area is jam-packed, a lot of cabs coming in, bringing people in, and the mood's upbeat.
Well, like you say, it is. We're 1 hour into the show, so it's probably hard to get a read. You do get a read from early registration, hotel bookings. What do you think this year's going to be like?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a good year for us here. There are two indicators that we track typically before the show. One is our pre-registration. Our pre-registration was up about 15% with a significant increase of people pre-registering to attend seminars. It's an indicator that the traffic's going to be up. But more importantly than that is that we track the hotel bookings. These are people that put money down and reserve a hotel room. And there were 3,000 more hotel rooms booked this year than last year going into the show, which is a significant indicator that the traffic's going to be way up. These are hotel rooms that are in our block. There are also a lot of people that book outside of our block, and that's a great indicator that we're going to see a lot of traffic here. We think the reason for that is that, you know, there's indicators now that we're coming out of this recession. Corporate earnings have improved. The employment seems to have stabilized and is improving a little bit. The stock market, aside from the impact of Europe, has been performing pretty well. And all those bode well for the furnishings industry. And while business, if you talk to most manufacturers, has picked up a little bit here the last couple of months in second quarter this year, all these are indicators that the business will be better. A lot of companies have withheld on their capital expenditures over the last several years. There's a lot of pent-up demand. And I think designers and facility managers, they want to make sure that they're prepared going into the coming year.
Wouldn't it be great? I mean, I know the range of attendance of the show is anywhere from 40,000 to 50,000 designers that come to the show. And wouldn't it be a nice early indicator? And maybe we'll know in a few weeks what your true attendance is, but wouldn't it be nice if it's up?
Yeah, I think we feel pretty confident it will be up from last year. You know, what we saw last year is that roughly the same number of firms attended, but there are fewer people coming in from those firms. This year we expect to see an uptick both in the number of firms as well as the number of people coming in. But, you know, this industry is an extraordinary industry, despite the fact that it's been hit pretty hard, maybe harder than many other industries. The industry is upbeat. There's continued investment in new product. There are very few companies that have gone bankrupt, have struggled, have pulled out of the market here. And I think that's an extraordinary testament to the maturity of this industry, the fact that this industry has seen a lot of ups and downs, and know that when there's a down, there's going to be an up. And when there's an up, there's a lot of shifting of market share. And companies want to make sure they're well prepared for that shifting of market share when buying does turn on again. And for that reason, we see a lot of investment and, you know, a lot of people sticking with this market through thick and thin with a positive attitude.
Well, I was just with the Johnsonite people right before I came in for this interview, and actually their business is up right now. So I can tell you there are businesses out there that, despite the economy, are doing fairly well in this sector. Let me ask you, you know, we've talked before about how this interior furnishings business cycles, and as you said before, this is kind of the January, if you will, of the season. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, NeoCon is a show that's 40 years old, so there's a lot of history to these dates, and the show has, for all of those 40 years, occurred in the second week of June. This all really got started really in terms of construction schedules. A lot of construction was done in the summer. A lot of these projects would come on in the fall so that the design community was prepared to go out and serve these new companies that were moving into these new buildings that were coming online in the fall. They would be able to prepare through the summer for the products that they would see here at NeoCon and specify and deliver those products in the fall and winter as those buildings came online. So that's really the history of the timing here with the show, and it stands to this day.
Well, this show, that's interesting, this show actually struggled, I think, in the mid-80s before you started bringing in the temporary spaces and almost collapsed. And even though this recession has been one of the worst we've ever seen, the show hasn't been impacted as much as it was in the mid-80s. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's interesting. A lot of people will, you know, talk about the 80s as the heydays, and then there was a recession, of course. And the attendance now at NeoCon is significant, more than twice what it ever was during its peak in the 80s. We had about 150 companies exhibiting in NeoCon. They were all the big players in permanent showrooms. And for the most part, they were all furniture companies, very few other product categories. Now we have about 1,000 companies exhibiting here at NeoCon in about 1 million square feet. And the temporary space has been a great growth story for the show. We have so many more companies coming in. It's created a much more vital marketplace. It's allowed us to reach for important product categories like floor covering, which is our second largest product category after furniture. And we now have 1,000 ambassadors, 1,000 companies that all have their own customers. They all have their own marketing campaigns. They are all reaching out to their customers. And the attendance now for NeoCon is larger than it ever has been. I'd say with, you know, the floor covering companies, they've been, you mentioned before that many of them are reporting better business conditions. They have the great advantage, and I think many other companies have learned from them, because they're selling into hospitality environments, office, healthcare, government, educational facilities. They're more diversified over a variety of vertical markets than the furniture manufacturers ever were. And I think a lot of these furniture manufacturers really learned from the floor covering companies that it pays to diversify. And generally speaking, when there is a recession, not all of these vertical markets drop or rise at the same time, at the same cycle. So it pays to diversify. And I think that the floor covering companies have perhaps been more stable than many of our other categories of exhibitors because of their reach out into all these different vertical marketplaces.
Mark, let me ask you one last question. How do you make sure, I mean, all these floor covering exhibitors that come here, they're here because you bring them designers. How is it between NeoCon 1 year to NeoCon to the next year, how is it that you get out there and make sure that you speak to these designers to make sure they're going to come to NeoCon?
We have an expansive network that we tap into throughout the year. We essentially participate with every single association that serves the design and facility management community. There are about 35 such associations, and we get their lists of members or access to their lists of members to whom we market. And each of those associations, many of them use our show to conduct their own annual meetings and different events and activities to recruit their members to get them to come here. As well, we partner with every industry publication, and we have access to their subscribers through master list that is posted to us through third-party mail houses. And as a result, we've built a database of over 350,000 prospective attendees to NeoCon. And to those attendees, we send direct mail, we send multiple emails, we do a tremendous amount of marketing, and we also provide a lot of tools for our customers, all of our exhibitors and showrooms here, to reach out to their customers. So we prepare emails for them, we prepare pieces of direct mail, and that keeps, you know, our lists are fresh, they're comprehensive, they're updated year in, year out, and our campaign is one of making new friends while keeping the old ones. So we also reach out to the young design community. We host a big student day here every Wednesday. We bring in about 2,000 interior design students from around the country, from all the schools. And they're participating in keynote sessions and portfolio reviews. They're meeting with design firms, and they are going on tours of showrooms and exhibit spaces through people that have been in the industry to, you know, really teach them what a trade show is all about and how to best use their time while they're attending NeoCon.
So you get with them young and you raise them right. Is that kind of the story?
Exactly. We cultivate them. And the students are really, you know, some of the most interesting and vital people to be around. They come to NeoCon with eyes wide open. Everything here is new to them, and everything makes a tremendous impression. It's a great opportunity for these manufacturers to create a lifelong loyalist when they see these students coming through. They're generous with their time and with their information, and generally these impressions, what we find, that are formed when these designers, these prospective designers or students, stick with them for their careers.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're a designer, you have a client, and you really can't represent your client's needs if you don't know what's new and what's being introduced in the marketplace, right?
Exactly. In order to remain competitive as a designer, you really have to come to NeoCon. There's no way around it. There's thousands of new products being introduced. There's 130 seminars that provide CEU accreditation for the designer. There's keynote sessions. There's networking parties. There's all kinds of opportunities. But if you're not coming to NeoCon, you don't know what the new products are, you're not staying informed on what the latest and greatest opportunities are, without coming to NeoCon, there's no way you could best serve your client.
Okay, great, Mark. I appreciate you spending time with us, and hopefully you'll continue to have a good show. I've been talking to Mark Falanga, who is Senior Vice President with Merchandise Mart and in charge of the NeoCon show, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.